Everybody's doing great, and we have just about completed our circuit visit of Nepal for this year, 2022. I visited last time, May 21st to 31st. This time, December 3rd to December 15th. And the quality of the leaders has really grown, increased, quality is increased, and quantity also increasing day by day with the right doctrine and practice. And signs, wonders, and miracles are all the time taking place. As Jesus said, those who believe on me, the works that I do, he or she will do also, and greater works. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak in new tongues, and nothing will harm them. When they will lay their hand upon the sick, they shall recover. So with the signs and miracles, wonders, God is confirming his words from heaven that comes out from each one's mouth by the inspiration of God. Because of the right doctrine, they are doing that, using the Spirit of God. And that is serving the Lord Jesus Christ. No one can really say that Jesus is Lord except by Holy Spirit. So that's how we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Really make Jesus as Lord. Unlike some people and the doctrines of the different denominations or church people, that to serve Lord Jesus Christ is to talk to him and hang around with him and feel that he's around because he's our Lord. But missing the point. The point is how we serve the Lord Jesus Christ is not speaking by your own words, carnally words, and even kind words, good words. When they do that, they are, those that who are doing that, they are drawing them, these people, for their own belly's sake, their own selfish gain. Instead of God giving them profit the right way, then we can get so much more abundance and flowing with milk and honey experience. We see visibly. So these individuals that we met throughout this visit, they are given the right doctrine. When the Holy Spirit come upon you, now for us is, now dwells in us the Spirit of Christ, became sons and daughters of the Most High God, and completely complete. These individuals are using the Spirit of God, relying on the living God, not relying on their own carnal abilities, not dependence on finance, dependence on from other things. There are other organizations, Christian organizations, that draw the Nepali people to get them to depend upon that organization. They feed them, they take care of some of these orphans, and their pastors are salaried pastors, they are depending upon that organization. And the pastors, hence, don't know how to get the congregation to depend upon God. But their approach is totally different. To trust in organization or man with all of your heart. That's the teaching and doctrine that they're practicing. Hence, there's no growth and weakness and unwholeness. Many of them must be saved. So thanks to God for their effort. But through Jesus Christ, God gave us absolutely incredible heaven's abundance and heaven's power and authority and more than abundant life, flowing with milk and honey, smooth life. We are far above all principalities, powers, might, and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but in that which is to come. So that is our position. That's where we are, at the highest location in creation, the right hand of God. So these individuals with the right doctrine, now it's moving, right doctrine. And in this right doctrine, God adds to the church daily such as should be saved. So that's is happening now, daily. God is adding daily such as should be, not should not be, should be saved. And God's sending laborers. Just now I received a message from, he's a Indian person, young man, who works in Behran, in Middle East. And he's working there since perhaps 1 year or so. And he came to know the truth through Beatrice's older brother, Raju. His name is Solomon, actually. His daughter, Pasna. And his name is Michael. He's from Christian background, Punjabi person, lives just behind Beatrice's mother's home. Raju, Solomon, and Pasna live. So through them, Michael came to hear this good news and started to attend fellowship. And he got a job abroad and in Behran, in the Middle East. So he messaged me that initially he said, God has given me 110 islands. I said, what does that mean, islands? Like we say fields. 110 fields, new areas. But he wrote it such a way that 110 islands. So I messaged him back. He wrote in English, I wish for an island from God. And God gave me 110 islands at once. So I was thinking, what did it mean about that? So I put, what does this island mean? And then he writes, maybe he didn't read that initially. So he wrote, some of the 110 islands fellowship is happening. And then he replied, Fiji Island, also New Zealand. I said, oh, so it made sense. Because those places, they have many islands, that part of the ocean. So I said, wow, that's great. And this is being done through phone, through my phone, he says. A person found a very strong desire for God's work. And so he must have met one person, one individual in Fiji. I don't know how he began to communicate, how he met that one Fiji man, or that Fiji guy was working in Behran. I haven't asked that question. I think I will ask later on. And through this one man with a very strong desire to live for God, work for God, through this person only 15 days after having heard the good news, word of God, they started the fellowship. So I guess this Fiji guy must be in Fiji. So they started fellowship. The resident of Fiji Island heard that man for 5 days and started doing it. Very fast work. The work is increasing by them. Moved out to 110 Fiji that islands. I don't know, Fiji, many, many other islands. And it's moved to those islands. And fellowship started in, I'm just reading, they said that. So fellowships are starting in these 110 islands and also in New Zealand. So God can do. God is able to do. All it takes is that one labor. And God has these wonderful, mighty labors ready to send to you. And through them, the good news, the right doctrine. Main thing is the right doctrine. Reconcile them to the living God. And that they be led by God, moved by God, inspired by God, and to encourage them to speak the words from God. That God can give you words. Open your mouth. You can heal the sick. You can speak in tongues and all that. And you are connecting them directly to God. God can get them going quick. So mightily grows, continue to growing. The word from God. So now word from God, the living word from God is growing mightily. Now in that Oceania region. Wow, that's great. This Michael has been in touch with me from Bahrain daily, like greeting, good morning, and so. And I had no idea that God's doing all these mighty things. And today he just shared with me this joy that he has, that not being at all in the Oceania, he's on the other part of the world in Bahrain. God's given harvest ready fields and laborers. So excellent and very thankful to God. And nothing is impossible with God. All it takes is our decision to let God do wonderful things for you and for me. So back to Nepal. So great things are happening here too. Mighty growth, not only in Nepal, but also in so many parts of the world. God is sending laborers, giving them fields, just like Michael. This afternoon, we are flying back to India, Delhi, India, 2 p.m. flight. So, okay, that's what I want to say.
Wow, that's great.
Great testimony.
Yeah. That's really exciting.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Deal, the Lord Him sent, there's what, 40, 50,000 people? Where was that at? Chechnya or what in Nepal?
40 what? That is in some other place in Nepal. Exactly, I don't remember. Oh, Chitwan. I think some other place. Maybe I have to ask Krishna. But that was in another place. Like many large fellowships, small fellowships, leader meetings are simultaneously happening through many laborers and overseers. It's moving like that. Now God is orchestrating with his wisdom. So that part of the scripture is coming really alive to the intent. He is to declare or make known to the spiritual kingdom to the ruling devil spirits kingdom. God's intent through the church, through the church. To the intent through the church, God is now make known manifold wisdom of God, like incredible tidal waves of avalanche of the wisdom and impactful power of God to this principalities and powers in the heavenlies. That heavenlies is this world, that kind of sphere, not far above, but below, totally below us. And just now it's really coming into physical realm and thrashing and smashing, and the devils have no energy, no might. They're fainting and just sitting down and running away. They came one way and they are running away in seven ways, like that.
Yes. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wonderful, Sangit. Well, I sure appreciate all the recordings that have been done in English, and I'm sure you're sending them out, so it's great. Yes.
Yeah.
It's appreciated.
I have some more I will send to everyone.
But, okay, great.
Once I reach back home, I'll just get it, the remaining ones.
Okay. Take your time.
Yeah.
I sure enjoy them. They're very encouraging, and you know, it's fun to see some of those large groups again, because it's been a while since I've been there, you know. So when you're there, Sangit, are you sharing at all? I haven't received any of the sharings that you've done translated in English.
It should be there. I think we have it in, is it recorded also? So yeah, there are some of them. So it will also be then. Nozomi Spawn has that recording translated into English. So I could send that to you.
Oh yeah, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that would be really wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you, Nozomi.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess it's adios time, huh?
Yeah, I think it is. But I know Kathy hasn't been able to get back on the call, but I think she might be able to get the recording if it all goes well. So,
okay.
Did Tom by chance happen to come back in the room?
Okay, so we have to go downstairs now. So
okay.
Have a great day.
Okay.
All right. Adios.
Bye. Love you.
All right. God bless you. Love you.
Bless you.
God bless you, Sangit. Thanks.
Bye, y'all.
Okay.
Bye.
Night.